See, I know it's your job to really act like you care. To express to your clients that this is a place they can heal and truly be vulnerable. That's your job. That's what you're paid to do. Well, I want to know, honestly, do I make you uncomfortable talking about all of this? I think I'm supposed to believe you. I want to believe you. But, although I've been coming to you for a good while now, I still have doubts. Doubts about you. Doubts about everyone, I guess. I think I'm just so messed up that it's hard for me to trust people. Even when they prove to me that they can be trusted. I always end up finding something that confirms that they weren't good for me anyways. Which I guess just reaffirms my need to not trust people. It's a bit of an endless cycle. Yeah. I find myself alone because of that. Regretting those few people that I let in. All of them, I suppose. Except for you. Yes, I suppose that is progress. Yeah, I don't trust you in a sense. Not the way I should, I guess. I still think that you're just doing this because it's your job, but the fact that you have stayed and listened to me, it has given me a sense of hope, I guess. A sense of something better. What I'm trying to say is I think you have become one of the closest things to a safe space for me. And I appreciate it. I'm a little grateful, honestly. I don't get many of those same vulnerable places. And I can honestly say this is one of them. Despite of everything. I'm glad you're happy about that. I know I'm not usually so open with this, but I figured I'd tell you how much you have changed me. Made me better in a sense. Still. Still. You don't think it's kind of weird to both distrust someone and still desperately want to talk to them, be with them at the same time? Well, I find myself in that torn place a lot, craving someone and at the same time needing some semblance of control over them. I've been possessive and very angry at the people in my life for all the wrong reasons. And I demand a lot from the ones who get close to me. Of course, you already know that. I suppose that's why we are so good together, and I found you quite comfortable to talk to. Yes, you've been good for me. Was my earlier words not convincing enough? Yes, you've been kind of the best thing for me, which is why I kind of secretly hope that this might be more than just a job for you, that maybe I'm not just another client and you're listening to me because you want to and not just because you have to. You sound nervous. Am I making you nervous? But you're doing that thing with your pen. That thing you do when you get nervous. Acting like you're writing something. But I'm like 90% sure that you're not. Not true. Not even a little. Let me see then. The paper. Let me see what you have not written. There's nothing on this paper. Did you not think I was gonna check? You are nervous. I am making you nervous. I don't want to make you nervous. I just want to know. I just want to know if I mean a little more to you than all the other people you see. Relax. Relax. You know, I usually keep my distance I always keep my distance. But over these last few months, opening up to you, I feel like there's this weight being lifted off my shoulders. And I'm free. I'm free again to be and do what I really want. And what I really want. What I really, really want is you. Relax. Relax. I know that this might be wrong to tell you these things, to tell you how much I have grown. Oh. How much I've grown attracted to you. But you have to understand, you have been the only one to listen to me and stay. I see. You think maybe my feelings aren't genuine. I admire the effort in you trying to be professional, maintaining everything in a few short words. And maybe I just desire you because you have stayed and others haven't. It could very well be just that. But can I ask, do other clients also feel the same way about you? No. I'm the first. And is it very common for the therapist to fall for their client? You're quiet. Look, I've known for a while that you are attracted to me. Don't worry. I don't want to stop seeing you. And I don't think you should want to stop seeing me. I want to keep this going. I've made a lot of progress with you. And I want you. You so clearly want me to. Look, don't make the decision right now. We went over our time. I'm sure you have another client waiting. And I don't want you to just make this based off a few of my words. Take some time. Think about it. Look, I'm gonna go. But you have my number. Just give me a call. And you made your decision.